Temperatures upper 40s to middle 50s. We'll see more clearing this evening and into the overnight with wake-up temperatures tomorrow morning in the 30s. Partly to mostly sunny on your Friday, mild temperatures in the 60s, but the big story, the gusty winds, upwards of 30 to 40 miles per hour. Winds ease on Saturday. Partly sunny skies were in the 60s. Easter Sunday, we're trending dry near 70 degrees. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Clouds and 48 in the nation's capital.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good day. I'm Mark Lewis. Coming up, Maryland's governor reaches out to families affected by the Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore. We'll get a live report from WTOP's Kate Ryan. Former crypto king Sam Bankman-Fried receiving a long prison term. An early morning fire in northwest Washington turns deadly.
D.C.'s mayor does a victory lap as Monumental stays put.
We want our team.
I'm John Doman.
The Dow is up 24 points at 12 noon.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Steve Kathan. A New York judge has just sentenced disgraced crypto king Sam Bankman-Fried to 25 years in prison on his fraud and conspiracy conviction. Bankman-Fried apologized in court, telling former FTX colleagues and others who lost millions or billions, "They put a lot of themselves into it, and I threw that all away." Stephen Ehrlich covers crypto for Forbes.
The prosecution was able to show multiple times where Sam had the opportunity to do the right thing, to come clean, and he chose not to do so, going all the way back to 2021 when he took customer funds to buy out a multi-billion dollar stake in a previous investor.
Long and difficult work just getting started at the Baltimore Bridge site. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
It's going to require a lot of heavy machinery to be brought in by boat, and then they're going to have to start picking these pieces up out of the river. The span of the bridge that came down, concrete, pavement, steel, that's all got to be removed to get access to the vehicle or vehicles that the search and recovery teams believe are still essentially encased in debris.
In an exclusive interview with CBS's Charlie Daggett, Ukraine's President Zelensky vowed his country will defeat Russia.
So you're expecting a counteroffensive in May, June from the Russians?
I think so.
What sort of weapons do you need to stop that counteroffensive?
Number one is anti-air defense and artillery shells. That's what we need.
The White House labeled Russian leaders who've tried to link the concert hall terror attack to Ukraine manure salesmen. It says ISIS was solely responsible. And CBS's Vicky Barker tells us
the Soviet-era rock band Picnic was going to cancel last night's concert in St. Petersburg. But in the end, the show went on, with all proceeds going to families of the victims of last week's murderous attack. I know some in the audience came up from Moscow, says lead singer Edmund Shklyarsky. They wanted to show what kind of people they are.
Pre-trial hearing today in the Georgia election interference case. Former President Trump's attorney Steve Sato says the case looks to criminalize political speech.
We have to look and see whether or not that which has been alleged as facts is in fact poor political speech, political discourse, protective speech at its zenith.
Tampa Bay Rays all-star shortstop Wander Franco has been placed on administrative leave through the 1st of June while an investigation continues into an alleged relationship with a minor. Wall Street's. Right now the Dow is up 18 points, S&P up 5, NASDAQ is ahead 6. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
1203 on WTOP on a cloudy Thursday, the 28th of March. 48 degrees now as we're trying to get into the 50s. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Lewis with the top local stories we're following this hour. Maryland Governor Wes Moore speaking in Baltimore a little bit ago, offering a message of condolence to the families who've lost loved ones in the Key Bridge collapse this week, and also delivering hope for the future of Baltimore and for the state. WTOP's Kate Ryan is joining us live with details on what the governor had to say. Kate?
That's right. First, the governor mentioned the families and addressed them in Spanish directly. He thanked them, expressed his sorrow, and told them, quote, our hearts are with the families and that we are grieving their loss. He spoke in general about the work ahead for the state's economy and the bridge. He said, of course, the federal government is both investigating the collapse, that industry is working to get back on its feet, the Port of Baltimore obviously being a huge contributor to the state and the region's economy, and that speed and safety are being kept in mind. You know, keep in mind, we still have the recovery efforts of those who are lost in still in the water. There's a real issue of delicacy there that has to be handled. Mm-hmm. At the same time, there is pressure to reopen that port. And of course, he made a pledge about the bridge of the future. And he said, look, they're there talking about opening day. And he said, look, while they are talking about opening day here at the Orioles, there will be another reopening. There will be the reopening of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And he ended by saying, you can bet on that.
All right, Kay, did we learn anything more from the governor? I know things are changing by the hour. Did we learn anything more about how long this now salvaging operation could take in trying to remove, you know, the pieces of the bridge that fell into the water?
Few details on that from the governor today. This was really kind of a setting the tone message. Mm-hmm. We have heard from, again, engineers saying, It can be, these can be done in weeks, but with this one, probably months. There is obviously, again, a great deal of hope that they can speed this along while keeping it safe. It's a difficult operation. And of course, for a bridge, we're talking years long project. And he did say this won't be weeks, months. This will be a long haul ahead. But again, he said, Baltimore, again, a message to Baltimore City as well. You've been knocked on your feet before. You always get up, and we are here with you. That was really the core of the message today.
Some words of encouragement from the governor is still some dark times for the city and for the state. All right, WTOP's Kate Ryan joining us live with comments some moments ago from Maryland Governor Wes Moore. Some breaking developments out of the district this morning. A person was killed in a fire at a high-rise apartment building. DC Fire and EMS also reporting four others were injured, including a firefighter. First responders were called this morning to the intersection of 12th and M Streets Northwest around 8:30. A two-alarm blaze at an eighth-floor apartment. Flames were visible and black smoke seen rising when firefighters entered the 10-story building. There was reportedly a mayday call from a firefighter as they battled the blaze. We have a reporter headed to the scene. We'll try to get you some more information on this story in the hours ahead. 12:06. As Kate mentioned, today is opening day. America's national pastime returns. It is the start of the Major League Baseball regular season. The Nats will open on the road this afternoon against the Cincinnati Reds. Since their 2019 World Series win, the Nationals have had four straight losing seasons, but they're looking to improve as the rebuild continues. Here's WTOP sports anchor Dave Preston.
The Nats have an intriguing young nucleus from shortstop C.J. Abrams to pitcher Mackenzie Gore and Josiah Gray. I think two questions that we have to ask ourselves with the Nats. Can the lineup generate a little more power? Last year, they finished 29th in the majors in home runs. That's one of the reasons why they were 21st in runs scored. If you're not hitting home runs, it's a lot tougher to scrape together an offense. Second, can the pitching produce? 27th in ERA last season, 7th most in walks. And if we're able to get a good rotation behind Mackenzie Gore and Josiah Gray, this could be a team that wins over half its games.
Our skies are starting to clear, and that will be good news for the Orioles in Baltimore this afternoon as they'll be playing their home opener against the Angels later today. Much more coming up in sports at 25 and 55 throughout the afternoon. Also ahead on WTOP as we check money news.
Another headquarters win for Pike and Rose. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
The future. If we embrace the possibilities, we can meet the challenges. With innovation and insight, we can shape and secure the future. I'm Matt Tate, CEO of Mantech, where management and technology meet. At Mantech, that's exactly what we do. Our leading cybersecurity, trusted artificial intelligence, emerging and defense technology, and high-tech, high-end engineering all work to achieve one mission, securing the future. Find out more at wearemantech.com.
It's 12:08.
Michael and Son's heating tune-up for only $59.
Michael and Son.
Now, traffic and weather on the 8th. Rob Stallworth in the traffic center.
In Landover, on the outer loop after 202 Landover Road, still with two left lanes squeezing by. The crash response on scene. The inner loop is rubbernecking as you approach Route 50 and the John Hanson Highway headed down toward the crash scene. No problems on 50 itself between the Capitol Beltway and the Eastern Shore. Looking good across the Bay Bridge with three lanes west and two lanes in the eastbound direction. Southbound 270 delays, approaching 80, headed down to and past 109 with the mobile work crew along the left side and blocking the left lane. Traveling on the Beltway in Virginia in pretty good shape between Alexandria and McLean. If you're on 66, you remain clear between Gainesville and Roslyn. No problems as you head across the Roosevelt Bridge. If you're traveling on I-295 in the district southbound, watch out for the diversion point at South Capitol Street as a result of the crash further south at Blue Plains with the dump truck overturned there and the debris spill as well. Back in Virginia, I-95 northbound delays approaching Quantico off and on toward Dale City and the truck scales where the left lane is blocked today for that work zone. Southbound I-95 on the brakes leaving Lorton headed toward 123, but your travel lanes are open and available. Southbound on 123 in Woodbridge near Old Bridge Road was the report of a crash. We believe that's actually cleared. Northbound 395 on the 14th Street Bridge still with the far right lane blocked for the broken down vehicle. Want to test the electric car? Plug into fitsmall.com and find your electric ride today. Check out the Subaru, Solterra, the Hyundai Ioniq, or the Toyota BZ4X at fitsmall.com. That's the Fitzway. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Steve Rudin with the 7 News First Alert Forecast.
Any lingering showers will draw to a close this afternoon with skies slowly brightening. High temperatures upper 40s to middle 50s. Scattered clouds overnight. We're in the 30s. A windy Friday with a mix of sun and clouds. Highs will be in the 60s with wind gusts 30 to 40 miles per hour. Chance for showers late Saturday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
We're at 47 degrees now in the nation's capital with the skies brightening just a bit. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news on WTOP, 10 and 40 past the hour with Jeff Claybaugh.
More house hunters apparently found what they wanted last month. The National Association of Realtors has contracts signed to buy an existing home. Rose 1.6%, although pending sales were still down 7% from a year ago. Pending sales are a better gauge of the current market since closed sales can lag by a month or longer. Home Depot is making its largest acquisition ever, $18 billion for SRS Distribution. That's a company that sells supplies to landscapers and roofers. Home Depot is pushing further into professional contractors, which already account for about half its sales. Another headquarters win for North Bethesda's Pike and Rose development. Food services and facilities management company Sodexo has moved its North American headquarters to Pike and Rose after 26 years in Gaithersburg. Choice Hotels recently moved its longtime Rockville headquarters to Pike and Rose. Both bring hundreds of corporate jobs. The Dow is up just 27 points. The S&P 500 is up 4. The NASDAQ is down 7. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor. And their wait today. Sponsor a child with compassion. Just text radio to 83393.
Local residents reacting to the Caps and Wizards remaining downtown. That's coming up. It's 1212.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness. But money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing, unlike at home with three teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top or get mad the other fish used up all the hot water. No, they just swim around, never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive. And buy more happiness, or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Find what you love. Love what you find. A Total Wine and More. There's so much waiting for you. All kinds of beers and thousands of wines. Walk right through the door. It's all here to explore. With guides in the know. When price is so low, it just might blow your mind. Find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Why are people saying "Hugh yeah" to Jackson Hewitt? Find out before it's too late. Hurry in to Jackson Hewitt today.
More than 400,000 Kias are being recalled. We'll have details on why that's happening. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Hey, have you heard the Virginia Lottery has a new Willy Wonka golden ticket scratcher that has a top prize of $100,000?
Tell that to my automated golden ticket scratcher apparatus. You simply put the ticket in here, and the machine scratches it for you. And while we wait, we can play the Willy Wonka golden ticket online game with a top prize of $1 million. Just visit VALottery.com or use the lottery app.
That's one impressive scratcher apparatus.
Use it whenever. What's mine is yours. But hands off the scratcher. That Willy Wonka golden ticket is all mine.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
Now we're coming up on a election year and we're going to be inundated. And one of the things I like most about TOP is I can trust their information.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
12:15 on WTOP. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mark Lewis. It was a monumental reversal yesterday. And today, Mayor Bowser is talking about the benefits that the city will see by keeping the Wizards and Caps in downtown D.C. More from WTOP's John Doman.
For 3.5 months, when many were pessimistic about D.C.'s hopes for keeping the Wizards and Caps, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says the city never gave up.
We want our teams. We want a huge renovation that will support our downtown comeback. And that's what we accomplished.
The deal fell apart in Virginia over concerns it was a handout to a billionaire. But Bowser says the city's long-term investments into the downtown arena already meant this was different, with so many businesses relying on events here.
Those revenues help us fund schools. They help us have more public safety officials. They help us have great roads and transportation.
John Doman, WTOP News.
So how are local fans reacting?
D.C. resident Mike Barthel says it just makes sense to keep the arena in the district.
Yeah, I'm much more likely to attend games here. I probably wouldn't have gone over to Virginia, but, you know, right here it's in by the metro. It's easy to get to.
He says he watched the negotiations between Governor Youngkin and the team's owner, Monumental, play out.
Sort of funny to see it all collapse and a little satisfying, I guess. I live in the district, so yes, that was sort of nice to see.
Others took to social media with reactions. One user who identifies themselves as a D.C. resident commented on Mayor Muriel Bowser's ex-post where she announced the deal, saying, "In addition to the $515 million for a billionaire, please ensure your budget finds money for every DCPS school." At Capital One Arena, Grace Newton, WTOP News.
A man is in the hospital after a concessions kiosk caught on fire by the Lincoln Memorial today. D.C. Fire and EMS says it happened just after 7 this morning on French Drive and Lincoln Memorial Circle near the reflecting pool. After crews arrived and took care of the fire, Park Police sent a man to the hospital via helicopter for serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The investigation into how that fire started continues. Here's a quick look at the top stories we're working on. Former crypto king Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for fraud. Maryland Governor Wes Moore reaching out to families affected by the Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore. And it's a big day for baseball fans. The Nats and Orioles take the field. It is opening day for the regular season. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. 12:18. Traffic and weather on the 8s. Back to the WTOP Traffic Center and Rob Stallworth.
Thanks, Mark. In the district, southbound I-295, all traffic diverted on the South Capitol Street for the overturned dump truck. Further southbound at Overlook Avenue and Blue Plains exit number 1, where all traffic is stopped there. 13th Street Northwest between M and N Street, still with some fire department activity there, so watch your lanes for that one. On the freeway northbound, as you head toward Main Avenue, your travel lanes have been reopened from the earlier police activity. Clear as you continue toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. No problems in the 3rd Street Tunnel. You guys are pretty cool. Traveling on the outer loop after 202 Landover Road, the crash is cleared. Your travel lanes have been reopened, but new problems on the outer loop near Route 50 to John Hanson Highway with the broken down vehicle blocking the left lane. Your delays on the outer loop are approaching 214 all the way up toward Route 50 and the John Hanson Highway. No problems on I-95, 270 southbound headed past 109. That's where the mobile work crew was in the left lane. In Virginia, southbound 395 between the outbound 14th Street Bridge and Route 1 in Crystal City. That's where the right side is blocked for the work zone there. I-95 northbound coming out of Quantico. Watch for delays as you continue toward the Dale City truck scales with that work zone block in the left lane. So watch out for that. Earlier crash in Woodbridge, southbound 123 near Old Bridge Road should be wrapped up and gone. With your travel lanes open. Explore hundreds of Easter deals and delights at Whole Foods Market now through April 2nd. Save on animal welfare certified meats and shop more deals at your local store today. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Let's get the latest 7 News First Alert forecast. Jordan Evans is joining us live as we're seeing the skies brighten up a bit.
Yeah, but the clouds will hold on for most of us today. Those temperatures will stay in the low 50s. Then tomorrow we do get a lot more sunshine, but the winds will crank up to around 40 miles per hour for those wind gusts during the afternoon. Temperatures will be in the 60s for your Friday. It'll be a cold start in the 30s. And the weekend, trending mostly dry. There will be a low rain chance on your Saturday evening. And Easter Sunday looking dry as well and quite warm. Temperatures in the low 70s. 47 now in Silver Spring, 50 in Upper Marlboro, and 49 degrees in Fairfax.
The forecast is brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Safeguard your gutters from spring showers with Gutter Helmet from Lednor Home Solutions. 888-5-HELMET. Just ahead, a music icon is dropping hints about a new album that's coming. More news in 60 seconds.
Can better customer experiences and data-driven CX improve public trust in government? Yes, if agencies scale digital services securely, deploy the right technology, and prepare knowledge workers properly, explains Diermud Okasi, Executive Managing Director for Civilian at Maximus, for the Federal News Network series Forward Thinking Government.
It's finding the right balance, technology and people. What I love about what we're doing now is we can scale to the government. And government scale is crazy, right? We're helping with fires, we're helping with flooding, we're helping with refugees coming in. So we have to scale, but it has to be secure, and then we have to educate the knowledge workers. Think about it, it's people, process, and technology, right? It's that digital trusted experience, but it's really people, process, and technology. So it hasn't changed, it's just morphed.
To hear the full discussion, go to federalnewsnetwork.com and search Maximus. And to learn how to build trust in your agency's services, visit maximus.com/federal.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It's 12:22. There's a new recall of more than 400,000 Kias.
Nobody's been hurt, but Kia noticed that the drive shaft of the Telluride can wear over the years, meaning that simply putting the vehicle in park may not be enough. They also advise using the parking brake. Owners of the 2020 through 24 Tellurides will get recall notices in the mail.
That's Detroit Auto reporter Jeff Gilbert from WWJ Radio. Well, Beyoncé's new country album is about to drop, and fans are getting a sneak peek.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no hope.
Beyonce has shared the track list for Act 2 Cowboy Carter out tomorrow. Besides Texas Hold'em, the titles appear to include covers or duets with Willie Nelson and Dolly Parton, who's already hinted at Beyonce's version of her own Jolene. The list also references Linda Martell, one of the country's first black female artists. Beyonce names daughter, maybe a song with or by her 12-year-old Blue Ivy. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Movie stars will be flocking to Maryland for next week's Annapolis Film Festival. WTOP entertainment editor Jason Fraley caught up with the festival directors.
The festival has really made a footprint on a small town.
We've brought a lot of filmmakers in. We're a filmmaker-friendly town.
Co-founders Patty White and Lee Anderson welcome Jennifer Esposito for her new film, Fresh Kills.
This is her directorial debut, and it's the story of a mafia family seen through the eyes of the females in the family.
Sopranos alum Edie Falco will attend for her screening of I'll Be Right There.
She's coming to Annapolis, and we're very excited about it. It's about a woman coming to terms with her life after divorce and children growing into young adulthood, and her having to look at herself like all she's ever said to everybody is, I'll be right there, I'll take care of you, the way so many women feel.
The festival runs April 4th through 7th in Annapolis. Jason Fraley, WTOP News.
There are a growing number of questions about weight loss drugs such as Ozempic. A new study is suggesting the $1,000 per month drug can be produced much cheaper. In fact, for less than $5 a month.
Senator Bernie Sanders now urging Ozempic maker Novo Nordisk to lower the list price of Ozempic and the related drug Wegovy in America to no more than what they charge for this drug in Canada, which is $155 a month. The company declined to provide the production costs, but says it spent nearly $5 billion on research and development last year, and that the out-of-pocket costs for Ozempic depend on a patient's insurance coverage.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
12:25, George Wallace is here, all set for opening day.
It's, how do you feel? Let's talk about this. How do you feel about, it's March 27th, 28th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a little early for baseball or not?
Well, you know, we're ready.
We don't have a choice.
But we're going to bundle up a little bit.
Yeah, it's going to be cold. Going to be cold if we're playing here. They're in Cincinnati. The Nationals are in Cincinnati. Do open up the season against the Reds. Josiah Gray will start the opener today for Davey Martinez.
It means a lot. You know, you kind of grind for this moment and you work for the moment. But to get that moment told by Davey, I'm really looking forward to it. And just hoping to start the season on a good note with the guys and looking forward to it. But, you know, it is one start. You know, we have a long season ahead. But I'm looking forward to taking the helm for the guys on that first game.
That's Josiah Gray on Masson as they get set this afternoon. 4 o'clock. Orioles introduced the new ownership group today. Should be an exciting day at Camden Yards. Coming off 101-win